the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcast.
broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a private memorial service this morning for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Then her casket is moved to the top of the Supreme Court building front steps.
That will allow for a public viewing outdoors and socially distanced. The late justice will lie in repose today and tomorrow. Friday, she will become the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. A private internment service is scheduled next week at Arlington National Cemetery.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Trump says he'll announce his nominee to replace Justice Ginsburg on Saturday. A state of emergency is declared in Louisville, Kentucky, ahead of an announcement about a police shooting.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is preparing to announce if the officers involved in Breonna Taylor's death will face criminal charges. Taylor was shot and killed when police used a no-knock warrant on her apartment in March. Those warrants have since been banned.
Fox's Carly Shimkus. America's listening to Fox News.
It's Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:05. Rich Thomas's forecast coming up.
Break your butt up!
America's Next Top Karen is back.
Can we be seated already? We've been waiting for 5 minutes.
Watch as these kooky Karens compete to be the best in America.
You guys can't be selling lemonade here. This is a residential neighborhood.
I need to take my boys to soccer practice.
You cannot force me to wear a mask. I will call the cops. I will call the cops.
Well, how much longer is it going to be?
2 minutes. What?
These Karens are large and in charge.
I ordered the white romaine hearts and this wedge salad. These leaves are green.
Hi, 911. 911. There's a bunch of gangsters selling lemonade outside my house.
There's a lady here who's trying to make me wear a mask.
I'm afraid for my life.
I'm afraid for my life.
This Sunday on Bravo. All Karens, all the time.
I'm calling the police.
Thank God it's Wednesday.
Humpty. But halfway there?
Halfway through the week.
You mean there's more?
2 whole days.
Man, 2 whole days.
It'll go quick.
Time flies. You're having fun.
So, let's go have some fun.
Right this way to the fun zone.
That sounds fun.
It's showtime.
This is your Radio Fun Zone. News Talk 93.1 FM WACB in the morning. Greg Goodell, Jesse Lynn, Rich Thomas, Jay Scott recuperating. First, what about Beta?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
You know, Beta, which was a tropical depression yesterday when I talked to you, is now a remnant low. And when I woke up this morning at 1:10 a.m., I felt like a remnant low. It has been sitting over the Houston area producing up to 15 inches of rain, and now it's going to start to move. And as it moves off to the northeast, first into Louisiana, then into Mississippi, then into North Alabama, we're going to be on the east side of it. So tropical downpours are in our future. Not so much today. We do have a chance of some spotty showers by this afternoon with a high temperature probably in the upper 70s today. Nice little easterly breeze, 7 to 12 miles per hour. The risk of showers and storms becomes more prevalent tonight, though, and showers will be likely tomorrow. Occasional heavy downpours, and it'll be windy tomorrow. And the showers and storms are likely Thursday and Friday from Beta. We're also in a marginal severe weather risk because we're on the east side of the track, and even a decaying tropical system could cause some spin-up tornadoes. The risk of spotty showers will be left over during the weekend, but not as many. And right now, this morning, we have a few clouds, 64 degrees, northeast winds 5 miles per hour. It's 10 after 6.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Oh, you wake up.
2-1-0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I couldn't wait to get the story on the air.
Okay, we'll talk about Luke Wire in a minute.
Oh, no, well, the rocket scientist of the day right after this word for Luke Wire.
You walk into the, let's say, the bathroom in the middle of the night, and you're barefoot, and all of a sudden you hear splish splash, and you're not taking a bath. That's not good. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Oh, I've had that happen in the kitchen, too. Surprise, surprise. Sounds like Gomer Pyle. So at Plumbing by Luke Wire, they are ready to take care and take your phone call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call, and that is good to know. It's great peace of mind. No longer in my house is there a question of who in the world am I going to call, because it's going to be Plumbing by Luke Wire. They've taken good care of me. And as a matter of fact, I love the fact that, first of all, you get the upfront pricing. By that, I mean, they diagnose the problem, then they sit down and say, this is what it's going to cost. Then there's no surprise. They don't come back to you later. You know, we found four other things, and, you know, it's going to cost this much. No. That's not the way it works at Plumbing by Luke Wire. By the way, they're taking extra precaution during these uncertain times. They're wearing masks, they're wearing gloves, and they're making sure that their employees are healthy when they arrive at your house, all right? 264-9666 is the phone number, or you can check them out on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417. We now join today's Rocket Scientist of the Day, already in progress.
Jay, if you're listening, before you leave, have them hold that bed for me. All right, because I may be needing it before 9 o'clock this morning. Good Lord. Yeah.
It is Wednesday, so that's good.
I feel so bad about interrupting him that...
The rocket site story didn't seem so much excitement
anymore.
No,
it's really stupid. It's really stupid.
Well, tell us anyway, because I'm sure we'd like to hear it.
I want to hear it now.
I'm invested.
We're in the... How was breakfast, by the way?
It was good. I actually just had my hash brown casserole, and I made me a sandwich for lunch today.
But you're welcome to.
That's going
to
be my lunch. Made my nice little tin foil around it and put it in the fridge.
Were you able to hold anything down?
So far.
Well, you want the basket over on your side? Just in case. Now, this is a food-related rocket scientist, because the food engineers at Kraft have now, and I'm not making this up, come out with Kraft pumpkin spice macaroni and cheese.
Wait what? A minute.
Yep.
No, I'm okay.
Here's your preview.
It introduces pumpkin spice mac and cheese. The original taste you love with added pumpkin spice. Try Kraft shrimp scampi with pumpkin spice linguine. Or Kraft vegetarian pumpkin spice lasagna. Instead of meat, a layer of spiced pumpkin. All coming soon with the new pumpkin spice mac and cheese. By the third forkful, you'll feel like you've had enough pumpkin spice from Kraft.
Mac and cheese?
Yeah.
What next?
Now, that's the good news. The good news is they've invented this. The bad news is it goes into Canada this year. We have to wait till next year before it comes here. But now you've got something to look forward to in 2021.
I'm waiting for pumpkin spice liver.
Oh.
I'm kidding because I hate liver.
I hate liver, too. It's just not my favorite.
What? It's just.
Well, guess what? We're going to be eating healthier breakfasts in the weeks ahead.
It's going to be.
So here's your liver omelet.
Which is. Which is white, the whites of the eggs.
The whites, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing, there won't be anything colorful. It'll either be clear or white on the plate.
I'll tell you what. Having breakfast here is the only thing that gets me here in the morning. Knowing that there's breakfast.
Knowing that there's food.
So,
you mean you won't be as excited to arrive if you know there's a liver omelet sitting in the skillet?
Well, If I suspect that their breakfast is going away altogether.
I will say, it is a very good enticement to get up and get moving in the morning.
I think
and,
about it.
You know, even if it's a morning that maybe I'm not feeling the greatest and maybe I don't want breakfast, mm-hmm. like this morning, I can pack it up and take me some for lunch. And guess what? I've got my second meal for the day.
I think about it from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m.
You know what? We should do a little Google research and see what we can look forward to in our new healthy breakfast mode. Right now, we're going to take a look at local news, and then our TV topic today is
lunch breaks.
Lunch breaks.
Oh, people who don't eat on their lunch breaks, they do other stuff.
Yeah. What do you do with your lunch break?
I don't read a book.
I definitely eat.
Well, we're going to be chatting about it in about 9 shopping minutes on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Here's your local news at 6:16.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery's Family Sunshine Center has opened a new residential shelter for victims of human trafficking. The shelter has crisis response programs as well as counseling and mental health services. Officials say the shelter will be staffed 24/7 with trained personnel. New guidelines from the CDC discourage people from Halloween traditions this year. The CDC recommends no trick-or-treating, no costume masks, and no indoor costume parties or haunted houses. According to the CDC, those are all high-risk activities. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says that just under 800 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. There are more than 131,000 confirmed cases in Alabama. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have now died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Metro Fitness has been voted the best health club in Montgomery again this year. We're inviting you to see why. 55 group fitness classes a week, an indoor track, functional fitness zone, plus your traditional cardio and your weight room. All this for one price under one roof. Different membership options are available. Come try us out and receive 7 days free. MetroFitness.com.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mm-hmm.
gonna balance the budget, but we got high. We were gonna pass comprehensive immigration reform, but then we got high. Government's still messed up, and I know why. Congress got high, Congress got high, Congress got high.
We smoked lots of pot and
we were gonna limit foreign influence in the elections, but then we got high. We were gonna write legislation to make healthcare affordable, but we got high. We didn't pass an infrastructure spending bill, and I know why.
Why, rap?
Congress got high. Congress got high. Congress got high.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There we go.
I just wondered if they were talking to us yet. Yeah, our friends, you know, those voices we hear in our ear.
I didn't know you heard head. Voices, Rich.
They keep coming to us. Coming to us sooner.
And Leon's getting larger.
Done my best. Some fun stuff on Facebook.
I like the leaf.
Stella's
pile.
Best leaf jump. She is so. That's a dog that knows how to have fun. Got Rich's weather video with more information on beta. This I posted overnight. I post all my the hyper political stuff overnight. So it gets less notice. The new Fisher-Price, my first peaceful protest play set.
First
Hodge piece. Twins are on there. They're great if you want
to. I'm going to go back to the. That is funny. It's funny.
Little kid with his fist up and a mask on, right?
That's hilarious.
And then a potential Morning Maroon nominee. I've got the video for that one already up. It's a woman who was driving by, I guess, a Trump rally. And went absolutely berserk. Hanging out, she's driving the car, but hanging out the driver's side window, screaming at the rally, loses control of her vehicle, drives into the car in front watch. There she is, acting very rational and reasonable. A double finger, and watch. Here goes the car. Oops.
Oh,
she hits
my
the car
God.
In front of her, and the car behind her was a cop car.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Serves you right.
Yeah.
Well, Montgomery Payton Body and Delkin Tomlinson.
I don't think Donnie Turner would take her business, to be honest with you. It would be a close call. 6:22 on News Talk 93. Let's get a traffic update in first.
So far, so good this morning. We have no accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. We are seeing a little bit of congestion on the 31s now, especially Highway 31 as it moves into I-65 and Mobile Highway on the west side. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery, and the boulevard's still light to moderate this morning. Stay with us. We'll keep you updated if anything happens. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Buying a Toyota's never been easier. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, it's 6:23. Let me get set up for television here. Well, I talk about Brian Jewelry in Prattville.
Hey.
Let's see, it's the 23rd, so 7, 37, 67, and 25 is 92 days until Christmas. That may seem like a long way off, but really it's going to, look, as goofy as this year has been, as long as some days have seemed, the actual calendar seems to be going by at warp speed. So rather than have Christmas sneak up on you and be unprepared, why not get to Brian Jewelry and have something created for that special person on your list? Man or woman, they've got the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases up, and those are filled with first-rate merchandise you'll be proud to give to somebody who celebrates the greatest rivalry in sports and one of the few left. They have a very competitively priced inventory, but the other thing Brian Jewelry can do, and has done now for almost 70 years, over three generations, is create stuff from scratch. You know, one of the things that Lynn talks about are charm bracelets, where each and every charm can be hand-created to signify something special about the life of the person that you're gifting.
Or the dog that's barking.
I don't know if they make audio jewelry, but that's an idea. Maybe we could be the first. There's no limit, though. Basically, it's just your imagination and what you would like to do, and they can create it for you. They also have a club. If you join that online at brianjewelry.com, you'll save 10%, rather, you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry.
Stop it.
He's getting even with me for the Luke wire.
Stop it.
Go to brianjewelry.com or stop by and see Lynn and her great team at 1778 East Main in Prattville.
It's showtime.
Okay, I think we're ready now.
I think we're ready.
No, I love that morning maroon possibility.
Yeah.
She's a beaut, she is. And seems like a lovely woman, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with probably had kids in the car, too.
Yeah.
What gets me is I'm like, so you talk about karma, instant karma.
That was instant karma.
Instant karma. I love it. No, you cannot have my cheese box.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
Well, when you work 8 hours a day and sometimes more, it can be difficult to fit everything into a daily schedule. That's why a lot of people use their lunch breaks for something other than lunch. According to a new survey, 2/3 skip the meal altogether to do something else. There is a lot to talk about this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. We work a weird schedule where lunchtime isn't lunchtime. Yeah. But you guys, I know you always have a breakfast meal at least, which we can consider our lunch.
We do, but I was going to ask, in our business, when is lunchtime?
Yeah. You know, well, for a long time, if you did a morning radio show, you worked your 6 to 10 shift or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. The rest of the day was yours. Mm-hmm. So I never got into a lunch pattern.
Yeah.
And now, even though I'm doing 2 shows a day, right, I have time for a 6-hour lunch, and you can get into all kinds of trouble with that kind of time on your hands.
No doubt. It says people are reading a book, really, during instead of eating? Is that right? I don't know.
I've got
that.
Books. I've got a stack of books to read, but glasses, man, they just have taken the joy out of reading. Yeah.
Catching up on social media.
Yeah, that's a big
part. Who's had it with social media?
I know. I say that every day.
I get ill reading Facebook, scanning Facebook.
It's almost become something you have to be in a mood to do.
Oh, yeah. It's a job. It's
the time.
Yeah.
But I do use that time in between shows to catch up on social media and messaging and so forth. How about you, Jesse?
So me, when I get done here, if I'm not working the store or getting ready for a show or getting ready to teach writing students, I'll actually go indulge in a small nap from about 10 to 11, mm-hmm. get up and eat lunch about 11:30, and then do what else I need to do for my office work and stuff for the rest of the day. So I still try to keep a pretty decent work schedule, but add in like a break to kind of decompress and then get ramped up for the afternoon.
I love this number 8 on the list. Make lunch, but then eat it when you get back to work.
Well,
that's right. Do it on the job.
All right. Yeah. Hey, can we say hi to our friend Jay?
Yes. Jay, good morning.
I hope you're watching, Jay. And if you are watching, Jay, shouldn't you be sleeping? Jay's...
If he's not here, he should be sleeping. That is for sure.
Jay's a little under the weather. We hope to have him back here real soon, and we're thinking of you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know...
Hoping to see him soon, for sure.
Another potential bad habit, you know, Jesse, if I can grab a nap, I do, but I always eat before I take the nap, and isn't that, like, the worst thing you can do?
Oh, no, that's true. Now, see, and I have one of my main meals of the day later in my day, my weird hours, and then go to sleep. That's not a good thing, huh?
Yeah, that's what they say. Right. I don't know.
You got to take a walk, right?
When is lunch for you guys? What do you do?
I was going to say, they say to, like, get into a routine with lunch, which I feel like is almost impossible with my job specifically. My wife has always told me, like, we're going to make lunch so you don't spend money on lunch when you're out and about. But I don't know where I'm
so
going to be.
Right. Yeah.
I love that.
I don't know where I'm going to be. I probably will not have a microwave. I'm not going to have a fridge. If they send me to one of our southern counties and I'm in Greenville, then I'm just going to a fast food restaurant in Greenville for lunch that day, and I won't really have time to figure something else out. So I'm not very good at that.
I don't see you as a guy that makes bologna sandwiches and takes them in a brown bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't see you as doing that, Andrew.
You're a TV star. You can't carry a brown bag lunch. It's not befitting. One thing I'm
adding. Yeah, I'm a TV star. That means I just don't get to eat lunch most days.
I am adding one thing to my lunchtime, my expanded lunchtime. I'm getting a bike for my birthday so I can get some exercise.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm glad to hear that. And I'll tell you, one of the probably healthiest people talking, I mean, on this little break is Ben, who eats good food.
Ben and goes, Lang, or not talking on this.
And goes to the and goes to the gym regularly, right?
Ben?
Not so regularly as far as gym going goes. I guess the pandemic kind of put a halt to all that. But still going outside for my daily walks, though. I definitely do like moving as much as I can because, you know, us here doing our things, clicking on keyboards, looking at computer screens, we just end up not moving a whole lot.
What about a typical lunch for Ben?
But Ben, I was going to say, tell us what you eat. Because Ben is such a healthy eater.
I know, he
makes that a big priority.
I try to keep it as simple as possible. A lot of times whenever I'm bringing food here to the station, it is simply cut up chicken thighs with some basmati rice. And maybe if I'm feeling extra special and trying to be healthy, I'll put some vegetables on
chicken
the side of it.
Chicken thighs.
Well. But, yeah. Just,
the thighs.
Is the thigh a better part of the chicken? Is it healthier than, let's say, the breast or the
It tastes a
wing?
Lot less rubbery than chicken breast and much easier to cook them. And then they're still a little bit juicy, so you can actually enjoy eating.
I appreciate the tip.
He's going to start a cooking segment for us,
and
guys,
when the sale of chicken thighs goes up this week around town.
Yeah. Cost plus 10 of food hour.
Breakfast, breakfast with Ben. That is all the time we got this morning, guys. Right. You guys have a great one. We'll will check back in with you tomorrow morning.
Bye.
All right, so... So we're going to, I think we should incorporate that nap. We should take lunch during the show, like around, what, 7:30?
Yeah. 7:30 sounds good.
Yeah, let's play the national anthem and just, like, go to a tone.
This concludes our broadcast day. We'll be back in 20 minutes with the goods. All right, we are at 8. No, we're not at 8:31.
You wish.
Eastern time.
I'm a mess today.
We're at 6:31.
We'll talk about the last 24 hours down the road, but it's been a bit of a difficult time. Anyway, we will take a quick break now and come back with the timeline for September the 23rd next.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Fox to Nuts. Get ready for the musical games that will keep you guessing. First, the Masked Singer returns with epic new celebrities in costumes.
Is that two people?
Wow. Then, can you tell if someone can sing without hearing their voice?
I don't even think he has vocal cords.
Ken Jeong hosts the premiere of TV's new mystery music show, I Can See Your Voice, right after the Masked Singer season premiere.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
There's a private memorial service this morning for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Then her casket is moved to the top of the Supreme Court building front steps.
That will allow for a public viewing outdoors and socially distanced. The late justice will lie in repose today and tomorrow. Friday, she will become the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. A private internment service is scheduled next week at Arlington National Cemetery.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Trump says he'll announce his nominee to replace Justice Ginsburg on Saturday. A state of emergency is declared in Louisville, Kentucky, ahead of an announcement about a police shooting.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is preparing to announce if the officers involved in Breonna Taylor's death will face criminal charges. Taylor was shot and killed when police used a no-knock warrant on her apartment in March. Those warrants have since been banned.
Fox's Carly Shimkus. America's listening to Fox News.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
Dan Black Studios, 55% off on all camcorder transfer. With the timeline for September 23rd, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
267th day of the year. There are 99 days remaining in this wonderful year. Today is Redhead Appreciation Day. Do you appreciate redheads?
I got two.
Yeah.
Roseanne Show.
There you go. It is Checkers Day. Wasn't that the name of Nixon's dog?
Yes. In fact, in college, in one of my first speech courses, we had to watch the whole Checkers speech. We just laughed and laughed and laughed because it was like early 50s when Eisenhower was running for the first time. Yeah. And we studied it and discussed it. And I may play some of it this afternoon. In fact, let me send myself an email to remember to do that.
Checkers. And yeah. By the way, in today's timeline, we're going to be talking about another president's dog mentioned in a speech today.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary's
in, huh? It's, by the way, it's speaking of dogs, it's Dogs in Politics Day. Boy, I'll tell you, I would trust my dog more than I would trust some politicians.
This is true.
On this date, 378 years ago, 1642, Harvard held its first commencement ceremony. I say again, 1642, for heaven's sakes. On this year in 1779, the American warship, the Bohome Richard, commanded by John Paul Jones, defeated the HMS Serpice during the World Revolutionary War. During the battle, James said his famous quote, "I have not yet begun to fight." Later, he became a bass guitarist for Led Zeppelin. John Paul Jones.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
All right. These sound funny at 3:30 in the morning. But then,
no, that's great.
Now you know what's funny, Rich? If we weren't paying attention, you know, he'd have just thrown the paper and said, okay, timeline's not important today, so let's just keep going and let's play some music.
On this date in 1806, Lewis and Clark, who had a great radio show, they returned to St. Louis amid public excitement. You know, they had been gone for 2 years. They made that trip from the Mississippi River to the Pacific Coast and back. It's amazing that they survived because they went into a whole bunch of trouble, including some potentially hostile Indians. On this date in 1846, Neptune was discovered by a German astronomer. He was able to find it. He discovered it before we got the first look at Uranus.
Was he named for the guy in the water?
Well, see, when he said Neptune, I was like, how did an astronomer find him in the water? And I'm like, yeah. Oh, he's talking about the planet Neptune.
We got to look at it before for our first look at Uranus.
What was it? Yeah.
Did I say that again?
You'll never have another, well, next year.
John Paul Jones was a guy in Led Zeppelin, too. 1908. Controversial call gives Cubs the pennant. You see, it's a game between the Giants and the Cubs. It ends in a 1-1 tie after a controversial call at second base. The officials ruled that the Giants first baseman, Fred Merkel, was out because he failed to touch second, a call that has been disputed ever since.
What is the name? What is that call?
Merkel boner.
Merkel's boner.
Yeah. which is also, never mind. 82 years ago in 1938, a time capsule was put in the ground to be opened later. So it's 1938. What year do you think this time capsule from 1938 is scheduled to be opened?
2038.
I'm going to guess 1988.
6939.
Oh. I don't think we'll make it.
Yeah.
The pandemic will be over though by then. 1944, FDR mentions his dog Fala in a speech. Isn't that ironic that we were just talking about checkers?
Yeah.
On the stage in 1967. Great song. Box Topics, number one with The Letter. On the stage in 68, working on new songs for their forthcoming album with The Doors, called The Doors, the Beatles walk into the studio and watch the Doors recording.
Wow.
Isn't that, this is cool.
What it was like for The Doors having the Beatles watching.
Yeah, and you know, they were good friends with the Beach Boys, who were on the same record label. And now our song of the day. Oh, no, wait a minute. 1962, The Jetsons premieres. Who is his wife?
Oh, I know. It's his boy, Elroy.
Yeah, boy, Elroy.
George and Wilma Jetson.
Jane, his wife.
Jane.
His dog. You remember the dog's name?
Spot.
It was Tina. It was. I think it was Dino, wasn't it? Dino?
Dino.
Now,
oh,
we got to play that song in a minute, the Jetsons. Can you cue that up? Now, our song of the day. I hope it's in there. We don't know.
I think it is.
I learned a lot about this as I prepared for this one. Apparently, this song has been done by a lot of people. Who knew it was written by Joe South?
Really?
Billy Joe Royal recorded it first?
Wow.
But this was the Red Hot 1968 version from the English hard rock band Deep Purple from an album called Shades of Deep Purple. Billy Joe Royal? Really? Let's listen to Deep Purple. What do you say on this Wednesday morning? 52-year-old song. A song written by Joe South. You know, he did songs like Don't It Make You Want to Go Home.
Games People Play.
Yeah, right. Wow. Okay, so on this date in 69, the Northern Star newspaper of Northern Illinois University ran a story claiming that Paul McCartney had been killed in a car crash in 66. Well, it was picked up by a disc jockey in Detroit on Keener FM, Russell Gibb, and he claimed the story, and it went worldwide. So by late October 69, the hoax was so well entrenched that McCartney had to come out of seclusion at his Scottish farm to deny the story. He came out saying, "Do I look dead? I'm as fit as a fiddle."
I remember playing, what was the album and the song? You played it backwards and it said, "Turn me on, dead man."
And plus at the end of Strawberry Fields Forever,
yes.
I buried Paul.
Yeah.
All right. 1972, Mac Davis earns one of the most heart-wrenching songs with number one hit, "Baby, Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me." That's a rocker. 1994, the Shawshank Redemption. There was this movie in 94 that came out. 17 years ago in 2003, NCIS premiered. It's now its 18th season. On this date in 2009, Modern Family premiered. It ran for 11 seasons. 9 years ago today, the final episode of All My Children, the soap opera that ran for 41 years, and who's famous for not winning an Emmy?
Susan Lucci,
and she finally won it. All right, so birthdays. This comedian who's really funny, Hasan Minha, is 35. He's really funny. Chai McBride is 59, from Hawaii 5-0.
Jason Alexander, George Costanza on Seinfeld is 61. Bruce Springsteen is 71 today. Julio Iglesias is 77. Ray Charles would have had a birthday today, died in 2004. We're 3 days away from SEC football, 4 days away from the next birthday in a series. It's 38 days till Halloween. Christmas in, well, you said 92 days. I have 93 days, so it's a disputed fact. That's your timeline.
With your host, Ray.
There you go, the Jetsons theme. Yay!
All right. It is 6:45. Well, they don't have the flying automobile available to Jack Ingram yet. Maybe one day.
It's a segue.
Tip Tames will, maybe somebody that's currently working there now will be showing people the flying cars that have become...
Under 10,000?
Yeah, under 10,000 and with warranty mileage left. But for now, they've got some very, very modern stuff available. We're going to take a quick look here. The Jack Ingram family of stores can get you new and certified pre-owned Audis, Mercedes, Nissans, Volkswagens, Volvos, the Sprinter, the official car of News Talk 93.1 FM. But let's see what's happening at the Audi store, where the 2021s are coming in. And if you look at what's available in the Audi A4, for example, discounts well above $3,000 and up to $4,000 on specific models, and some great certified pre-owned opportunities as well. Audi makes a fantastic sedan. It was fantastic and ahead of its time years ago, and now you can get yourself into one at incredible prices. What you want to do is get with... Here, they make it so easy. They started a concierge service this year for folks who didn't want to come into the dealership. Stop. So you pick a car out online, let them know what you want to see, and they'll bring it to you. Freshly sanitized, ready for a test drive.
Stop it.
If you like it, if you want to make a deal, they'll appraise your trade right there in your driveway, do all the paperwork by email, and then deliver the final documents to your door, all from the comfort of your home. But I have said this many times, I would eat off the floor at any of their stores because they keep them spotless and pristine.
I'd like to see that.
I would do it. Anybody wants to dare me to do it, go ahead. I will take you up on it. Great folks with a real professional approach to getting you the car of your dreams. You know why? Because it's time to love what you drive, and the place to make that happen is Jack Ingram. On the Boulevard or jackingram.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
That system on the Greek alphabet that has been terrorizing Texas called Beta is now a remnant low. But this remnant low will be tracking across Louisiana, Mississippi, North Alabama. And because we're on the east side of it, we're going to be getting some tropical downpours. Not necessarily right away. I think there'll be a few showers this afternoon, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, and certainly a good chance of showers and storms. Maybe a few severe tomorrow. I mean, you know, when you're on the east side of an anti-tropical system, you have that spin-up tornado threat. Sure. I mean, that's to be expected. With the high today in the upper 70s, nice little easterly breeze, 7 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight's low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, it'll be windy with those showers and storms likely, and a high in the mid-80s by Friday. And risk of some spotty leftover showers over the upcoming weekend, we'll be back in the mid-80s. Right now, this morning, We have a few clouds out there. Northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. It's a pleasant 64 at 648.
Rolling Stone has revised their list of the top 500 albums of all time. We'll read the entire list. Just kidding. But there has been a change at the top, and I'm wondering if it's something they earned.
Wow.
If it's just a big virtue signal.
I hope it's something that doesn't piss me off.
Well, you'll find out momentarily. Here, have it, Librium.
This is Montgomery Skywatch driving with your latest update. Getting busy now on the East South Boulevard in front of Baptist and Alpha. Highway 331, Norman Bridge Road, both busy inbound to the city this morning. And we've got a lot more cars on Atlanta Highway into Madison Avenue. I-65 and 85 looking good. No accidents into us to pass along. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated on traffic throughout the morning. You can get a minimum of a $2,000 trade on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot at Reinhardt Prattville. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Time now for Wingfinger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
amazing.
I like the word. Wingfingers are amazing. Do tell us more.
So, I had our birthday dinner last night in Prattville and had a friend of mine that came and said that he got to go check out Wingfingers the other day while downtown at work and said it was absolutely amazing.
I love hearing that.
So, figured that would be a good word to share since it's a testimony and it's a friend of mine, so that's good. So, yeah. Amazing. Excellent. Is your winning word.
Another word I've heard is addictive, but amazing is the word that works today. And sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228. And if you are that caller, you'll win lunch for two, including side and beverage and free parking at the RSA headquarter building at 201 Union. Amazing. It's your Wingfingers winning word of the day. 651.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvalsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvalsLandscapes.com.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Derek Policy and Clear Bag Policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Savings vary. Prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Not applicable in California. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is the coast clear?
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Our nominee is Rolling Stone magazine. Yes, we're merging two things here. Rocket Scientist and Cheap and Trashy is Rolling Stone has done their science and revisited the top 500 albums of all-time list. Now, who would you like to guess might be in the top five?
Well, I think Pet Sounds has to be in the top five.
All right.
Or I'm leaving the studio.
Jesse?
God, that's a tough one. I don't know. I almost kind of want to hear before I... I know, I
want to
cheat.
It's typical Al Gorman.
I'm going to put Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band should be in there.
What's Chase want?
Chase wants the Justin Bieber greatest hits.
That's right. He seems pretty passionate about it, too.
Sorry, all I want for Christmas.
Let's count them down.
Number five.
Abbey Road by the Beatles.
Okay, now that works for me.
So you got one.
Yes.
Number four.
Songs in the Key of Money by Stevie Wonder in 1976.
Songs in the Key of Life, okay.
That was previously number 56.
Yeah. Let's just move it right
up. By the way, Abbey Road was 14 on the last list. It moved up to number 5.
Well, it should.
Number 3.
Blue by Joni Mitchell. There's your pseudo-intellectual. it moved all
what?
The way, pseudo-intellectual from number 30 to number 3.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, that's right. I never heard of it.
I think it's the one that had helped me on it. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure.
Number 2.
Pet Sounds.
Thank you.
See what I did there? Pet Sounds.
Yeah, the pet and the dog was my pet.
That was a joke.
Yeah. Pet Sounds had better be on there.
All right.
And number 1.
Sgt. Pepper Lonely Heart Club Band?
Nope.
Shut up. What?
What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
What's Going On, Rolling Stone?
It was number 6 on their last list. Now, I don't know what was number 1 last time, but it obviously crashed out of... Sgt. Pepper was number 1 on the last
time. Yeah, thank you.
It's dropped all the way to 24.
Oh, yeah, well, it just got worse.
It just...
What do you think the chances are that they just decided to have a little political correctness?
I think that has a lot to do with it.
A big virtue signal. Let's see. The Beatles had 9 albums among the top 500, more than any other artist. Dylan has 8. That's down from 11 on the last list. These lists are fun to talk about, and I may post this on Facebook and seek some feedback. As long as we're talking music, what are the best fall songs? Here's another one I never heard of. Number 1 was Leaves That Are Green by Simon and Garfunkel.
I don't know that one, and I know a lot of Simon and Garfunkel.
Do you know what's funny is, okay, so quick deja vu moment. I was thinking about Simon and Garfunkel this morning on the way in, and I don't know why, but it just hit me, and I was like,
Has he ever been in your living room?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not that special.
Oh, breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick.
What's it say?
Ah, shut up. Carole Baskin was not the first person eliminated on Dancing with the Stars.
What? Do you see where she hopes
who
that...
Who is worse?
The commercial helps find her husband. That came out the other day.
Who, the reward spot?
Yeah, the one where they aired it during Dancing with the Stars. She released a statement saying that she hopes the commercial helps find the person or find her husband.
And OJ is still looking for
the real killers.
Yeah.
How about that?
What are the other fall songs?
well, on that list.
By Joni Mitchell? No?
No, she didn't make this list. How does The Boys of Summer make the top songs of fall?
Fall?
Yeah.
That's stupid. How about Stormy by the Classics 4?
Nope. No. Maggie May is on there. I agree with that one because it came out. It was a hit in the
fall.
Wake
up, Maggie.
Moondance by Van Morrison and Ramble On by Zeppelin were the top four there on that list.
Yeah.
We have other stuff. We'll have to get to it later because it's already closing in on 7 o'clock. The Rocket